And what about the United States? To the extent they concerned themselves at all with events abroad, Americans were shocked at the outbreak of the war. How could such insanity occur at the very center of world civilization? Of one thing they were certain: the Yanks weren't coming. A prominent New York newspaper editorialized,
"There is nothing reasonable in such a war as that for which Europe has been making ready, and it would be folly for this country to sacrifice itself to the frenzy of dynastic policies and the clash of ancient hatreds which is urging the old world to its destruction."
Yet already forces were steering America towards the conflagration. One force was propaganda. World War I is sometimes referred to as the first total war, the first one in which all the resources of the contending nations were mobilized. Carefully crafted and widely disseminated propaganda became an important weapon of governments. Public opinion had to be fired up as never before. As well, propaganda aimed at demoralizing the enemy peoples and armies and at winning over opinion in neutral countries, especially in the United States. By far the most effective propagandists were the British. They were so effective, in fact, that Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister during World War II, later paid them the compliment of modeling his own efforts on theirs. A propaganda center was set up in Wellington House in London. The British department in charge of the United States, the American Ministry of Information, was headed by Sir Gilbert Parker.
"Practically since the day war broke out between England and the Central Powers, I became responsible for American publicity. I need hardly say that the scope of my department was very extensive, and its activities wide-ranging. Among them was a weekly report to the British Cabinet on the state..."